but that's a rousing opening that marks another edition of State of Address. I'm your host and station manager, Glenn Ingram, going to be here telling you all about the great and wonderful things we've done in the month of August 2023, being at September right now. And we did do a lot of very cool things, and I'm going to start with, let's see. Oh, there's just so many to pick from. How about the start with kind of the exciting speaker's corner? Those of you who grew up in the Much Music era of Canadian history will probably remember a speaker's corner being promoted through Much Music, where these booths were set up across Canada, where you could go in and record yourself in video and audio, saying ridiculous things, singing songs, and doing whatever you want with the hopes of being featured on Much Music. We've done something similar, except this is just audio. It's a booth, very similar to a telephone booth, and it has a recording device inside. Those recordings will be taken off the device, off the speaker's corner on a regular basis, and featured on CSTK. If you see the booth, which is currently located at the CSUK train car, feel free to go in there, pick up the receiver, and say whatever comes to your mind. We do have a couple of hints and suggestions as to what you might want to talk about in the booth to kind of give you kind of a some help, I guess, along the way. Feel free to say whatever you want, though, within reason, because of course we can't air everything. Other amazing news, CSK News Roundup, that is a new newsletter that is going to be our way of getting around the Facebook action of stopping CSK News posts. Basically, any post that we put on Facebook is now being blocked. This is a reaction, Facebook's reaction, or Meta's reaction towards Bill C-18. Bill C-18 is the government's attempt to try to get money from Facebook and other large organizations like that, where they redistribute content, specifically news. So the retribution would be, from Facebook's point of view, is they decided not to carry any news, and therefore all posts coming from CSUK, because they see us as a news organization, are being blocked. So our way around that is CSK News Roundup. That's an email list, and you can sign yourself up by going to our website, smithersradio.com. Go check out the DLC, the news link there, where you can subscribe yourself, and you'll get a weekly news summary and links back to all those news recordings. So that's a great way for you to catch up on CSK News content. All right, other great things. How about Youth Guitar Camp? We partnered up with Youth Guitar Camp in a bigger way this year, where we actually brought the kids, or a selection of the kids who wanted to come out to the radio station to do a little bit of a show and tell, what it's like from the artist point of view, what it's like to be interviewed as an artist on CACK, what it's like to be presented to do a lounge car session at CACK. So this was all brought forth for half a dozen the Youth Guitar Camp participants, and it went off so well. We're very, very happy with that. We have recordings of that. We also have recordings of the actual camp concert that happened on August 12th. Now, that's a really good one for you to kind of take in, because that last camp concert is open to only a limited number of people. So this is your opportunity to hear your niece, nephew, daughter, son, or just, you know, friends of the family to go on and check out what they sounded like after the camp, what they've learned. And you could check out the final camp concert on CSUK by going to CSUK Fresh on the schedule, which is a Sunday show at noon. And you could see the archived recording there and play it and download it as you will. Another fun thing we did here at CSUK, thanks to some help from our intern, June, we did our volunteer appreciation barbecue. We do this on a regular basis. We have to thank Regional District for providing the funding that allowed us to buy a lot of local produce, local food, and have a Riverside Catering do up some amazing food magic. And voila, we had an amazing barbecue and people had a great old time. It was super fun. We'll do that again. We'll keep making those happen because it really brings out some great volunteers from CACK, and it's super fun to celebrate them. Now, DeckFest. Speaking of celebration, celebrating the alternative genres, that's what DeckFest is all about. It's a free concert that happens on an annual basis. This is marked probably one of the more successful DeckFests. We had probably close to 300 people come out and take in portions of the show. The featured performers included Coastal Drifters, Esteban Figueroa, a flamenco guitarist, and as well as Wax Mannequin, an amazing Toronto folk musician who was just happened to be kind of cruising through town. We grabbed him and we put him on that stage, and it made for such an amazing, fun, super fun show. There was food vendors, there was DJs. It was just a grand celebration of music in the valley, as well as touring artists who we don't often get a chance to see. All right, so we also had our Fall Fair Parade. We try to do our best to not, you know, burn any fossil fuels and dragging any kind of a parade float. So we usually use bicycles and just our good old-fashioned feet to kind of create a bit of a scene that kind of tells people a little more of what we do and who we are. So a pile of volunteers and us staff went down Main Street as part of the Fall Fair Parade on August 23rd, and it was super fun, as always. We always find a way to make fun of ourselves in a fun and unique way. And it attracts attention, and as well, I think people seem to enjoy it. So we had a good old-fashioned fun time there with a lot of the volunteers. We have to thank everybody who came out and were part of that amazing volunteer-powered float, including the youth that came out dressed up as berries. Okay, we have to say goodbye to our amazing summer youth intern, June. Thanks so much to June for all the work that she did over the summer. That is just always so fantastic to bring in youth and give them the training that they need to do some kind of fun and fantastic things at the station. But thanks again, June, for helping us out over the summer. Now, talking about the future. We are so excited to announce that we are going to be putting on a fantastic fundraiser called the CSK Monster Royale. Now, what is that? It's a combination of our Monster Clash and our Spring Royale fundraiser. Both of them are just generally amazing, fantastic parties featuring lots of music and DJs, and that's what we did with this one. But what makes this different is that it's sort of a pre-Halloween celebration. We're going to be having people potentially dress up in costumes, but this is also a take of a rock lottery fundraiser that we had a few years back pre-COVID, where we take local artists' names, put them in a hat, pull them out, and make bands out of a random draw. And those bands now will create music that will be featured as part of this new band, quote unquote, and will be based on a theme. This year's theme is going to be Space Cowboy. So they'll be challenged to try to come up with some Space Cowboy tunes, whether they be covers or originals, that's up to them. And it's going to be super fun. And it's going to be at the Smithers Brewing Company, all happening on October 13th. Mark your calendars, October 13th at the Smithers Brewing Company. It's going to be a limited number of people in there. So they have a capacity of just over 90. So you'll have to get your tickets and get them quick when we make that announcement. As well, this is another little tidbit. There's going to be a special CICK beer that's going to be launched on that day as well. Stay tuned for that. It's going to be pretty awesome. Okay, as far as new shows, we don't have any brand new shows on CICK right now. We do have a new scheduled replay of a newer show. Sidetracked is a fantastic show featuring music and celebrating music that music of all kinds, basically, all kinds and stripes. The replay is now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Go check that out on CACK. We did the last episode of State of Address. We did talk about one of our newer shows, the Syrup Moose Radio Show, which is our newest and only heavy metal show on CACK. I took the time to give a call to the host of Syrup Moose Radio, Brendan, to talk a little bit more about his show. All right, we have Brendan Barlow here, one of the newest members or one of the newest programmers on CACK. Hello, Brendan.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Glenn.
Pleasure. Well, I mentioned that you are new to CACK. You are not a smithereen. You are a Hazletonian.
I guess. Is that what they call us?
I don't know. That was a question mark. I am wondering is there a word that describes somebody who lives in Hazleton?
I truly don't know. Hazletonian sounds about right. I've only been up in the north now for five or six years. So
yeah.
I'm probably still not technically a local even. So
no, I know. There's a bunch of rules that are, I mean, certainly for smithereen, there you have to check off about 40 boxes before they consider you a smithereen. A lot of them have to do with your heritage and how many generations you can go back in Smithers. And is it pretty tough to actually to check all those boxes and officially call yourself a smithereen? Lots of people cheat. I do. I think I call myself a smithereen, and I'll cheat until somebody stops tells me to stop. But anyway, Hazletonian. Okay, cool. You've been there for over five years. And what do you do in Hazleton? I mean,
I came up here for work. I was a social worker out of the Ministry of Children and Families. I moved up here. I'd never been this far north before. I think the farthest north that I previously had gone was Pemberton.
Oh yeah.
And then I moved here for work, and I just kind of fell into it now. And now I have no intention of leaving, I don't think. I was a social worker for a few years. And then last year I worked as a high school guidance counselor, and I've just this week started a new job as a legal advocate with the Legal Aid Society here in Hazleton.
Well, congratulations. Is that in combination with the work you do at the high school?
No. I did not. I'm not back at the high school this year. Okay. So this is just a new chapter.
Right. And with this new chapter must come with a lot of extra time, because here you are volunteering at CACK.
I actually wrote down like an introduction to myself for something and realized how much of my time I am just like, I don't know how I have time to do any of this stuff. I'm working, I'm doing this show.
Yeah.
I run a record label, Syrup Moose Records, out of my house.
Yeah.
And I help my wife with her. My wife makes hand dyed yarn and fiber. So I help her with that.
Yeah.
No, I have almost no time anymore, and I didn't even really notice that it happened.
And you, but may I ask, do you have any children?
No, I have a dog and three cats, and that's it.
I think that's answered your question. The instant you have, you create a little being, it becomes this immense black hole of time. So it just everything that you ever dreamt that you were going to do goes right into that little being. So I'm glad. I don't care how you do it. I'm just glad that you're doing it. I hope, as I hope with everybody who comes to the station, I hope it's sustainable for you. Because I'd never like to see somebody be a volunteer at the station and find themselves stretched too thin, because that happens and it's not healthy for you or anybody. So let's keep our fingers crossed that you've got the right balance. And if you're going to drop anything, if you're going to drop anything, it's going to be the wool dying. Or something.
We'll see.
I don't know what it would be. Maybe reading books or something, something you didn't mention. But anyway, we're super happy to have you. I think I see that there's this, seems to be a close correlation between the fact that you have got this record label that specifically delves into the genre of metal. Is that correct?
I mean, I don't really have any like hard, fast rules about genre for the label, but that it started on a, you know, a Discord for a metal website that I was writing for. And so I think that it sort of has naturally grown into that.
Yeah.
But you know, I have never set, a rule that that's what we're doing. It's more just, that's who I hear from and
right.
the community that I've kind of found my right. niche in.
Yeah. So if the first people who came to you were banjo soloists, you'd have a label that probably primarily does just banjo solo.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, if that was where it started, right. I mean, the thing kind of, it started from noticing that there was just a lot of, you know, you keep hearing about, oh, this band, oh yeah, that guy's a firm Nazi or on the alt-right or something. And it happened a lot in metal. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to create a space that wasn't going to let that be okay.
There might be an argument to be made that banjo has a fair amount of right-leaning or Nazism, perhaps. I'm just guessing here. I haven't done my statistics on that, but... anyway, I'm just glad to get you chose metal over banjo, and I hope you're enjoying.
I mean, if there's an anti-fascist bluegrass band out there that wants to come on, I will hear it.
Okay. You will.
Yeah.
Do they track you down, or do you have to track them down?
Both. I've been in the last few months getting emails pitching to me, which always activates my imposter syndrome a little bit because. You know, when I started it, I was mostly joking, right? Like I came up with a silly name and made a metal logo for it and posted it in Discord. And someone said, oh, I want to do that. Like, yeah, okay, let's try it. And, you know, here we are. And so getting pitches from people is really
weird,
really bizarre and surreal, but it does happen.
Yeah. Well, good. I imagine that's, you're probably not the first person who's thought it was going to be a joke and turned into an actual thing. So I'm hoping that this is a pleasant surprise for you and that it goes exactly where you want it to go. It certainly has brought you into the CSUK fold. I mean, maybe you would have found your way here anyway, but certainly put you on our radar. And anyway, you contacted us, but then, you know, researching, we learned a little more about you by seeing what you're doing with Syrup Moose and all that cool stuff, and the fact that you've been introduced to all this music gives you everything you need to do a great show, which is, I'm sure, what you were thinking when you were kind of like coming up with an idea for what you wanted to do. This is not your first time on community radio. You've done community radio in another community, right?
Yeah, I did a show. I did three shows out of 101.7 in Nanaimo, CHLY, which is the university radio station there.
Yeah.
One I ran for a little over a year, and then I did a kind of news heavy show and another one about things that made me upset. And that last one burned me out pretty quick because it was just constantly looking into horrible things that were going on. It was not a healthy way to express.
Yeah.
How I was feeling.
Yeah.
But I also worked for the Jim Pattison radio station in Port Alberni.
Oh yeah.
I was like a board operator there for hockey games, and I drove their radio car around and that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
And I remember when I first moved here, I think I pitched a show I filled the form out and emailed CICK when I first moved here, and I've never heard back. But I don't even really know what the show I had at that time was. It was just, oh hey, maybe I can do something. But
I gotta have to look that one up. I'm curious.
Yeah, I love doing radio stuff, but yeah.
Well, that'd be interesting. I'll dig through the archives and see if I can find it. That'd be maybe it was something about banjos.
Maybe my banjo show got rejected and this has put me down this path.
Yeah. Your banjo show would have been rejected.
That's fair. That's completely fair.
Well, it's very cool. I love that you've been involved with you know, campus radio on the island, and you know, it's interesting how just the, that kind of, those types of skills are kind of a, I don't know, they cross over so well. I don't know, sure about driving the tattooed van around, for Jimmy Pattison, but certainly what you were doing with the stuff that you were doing with CHLY for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about your show a little bit. I know we mentioned that it's a metal show. You've got a, we've had metal shows in the past, but it's been actually a few years now since we've had a metal show, and it's been a big empty spot on our, you know, music coverage, I guess. And, we don't have a banjo show, so I guess maybe we've got a big empty spot there too, but the, certainly, it's fun to have a metal in there, because it definitely has, I feel there's a lot of people who are closet metal listeners that you wouldn't know, right? I think we brought in the band Bison a few years ago, and because we rarely get like heavy music up here, so we have this partnership with our local concert association, and we use the money in the partnership to kind of bring these guys up from Vancouver. And I don't know if you know Bison or not, but Bison is like this, oh, I don't know, like they've been around forever, and they've been doing like, how would you describe the band Bison out of Vancouver? Are you familiar with them?
Genuinely, I've not heard of Bison. I just made a note that I need to look them up.
Oh,
for this call. So
yeah, check them out. I don't know them. They've been around for a long time. They've been sort of, I'm not going to say they're grandfathers or anything like that, but they've been around for a long time as far as people who've been making a profound impact with heavy music and on the Lower Mainland. And we brought them up, and it was amazing. They were truly rock stars, and they just tore the roof off the place. And all these people came out of nowhere to come listen to metal music that we never knew. I mean, a lot of people, faces we didn't recognize, and we were like, who are you people? Where did you guys crawl out of? And it was really cool to know that there's these people who follow this kind of music who are really appreciative that we did this, but also just like, oh, it's cool. We kind of thought that this would be one of those situations where you build it and they will come, or you bill it and they will come. And it was exactly that. It was really kind of cool to kind of like just, you know, pick a genre that hasn't been done in the Valley for a while and then see who comes. And so I'm hoping that it'll be the same for your show. I know it takes a little while to kind of build a bit of an audience. And sometimes it's also really sometimes really difficult to know who is listening, but I'm hoping that eventually we'll make sure that find those connections for you, that you get a feeling that you do have a following and that you do have listeners. I think you're only on, what episode are you on now?
Tonight is episode 6.
Sweet. Speaking of which, we should probably tell people when they can listen in to you.
Sure. The show is Tuesday nights from 9 p.m. till 11 p.m.
Perfect.
If you listen online, I think it starts at like 9:30. There's like a delay there, but
Oh, yeah, there is a bit, I think, maybe. But, yes, and your show name, what's the name of your show?
Syrup Moose Radio.
Perfect. Yeah, and I think you should know, like, at this point, that's the only time they can listen to you online. They can go to the website, Syrup Moose Radio, and they can log in and access the recordings from there, so they don't have to listen necessarily at Tuesdays at 9, but that's certainly probably the most fun way of doing it. And I don't know if everybody knows, you could probably pass it on. We kind of keep it sort of secret, but you can right click on the track or the recording, and you can actually download it onto your own device. So it's sort of podcasty that way. And that's how we kind of get around the rules around podcasting and music and podcasts around here. So, but anyway, eventually when you hit, I don't know you know this, but when you hit 10 shows, we're going to tell you that you have an opportunity to have that same show replayed somewhere else on the schedule. So we'll come back to you and we'll ask you what you think is going to be the best place for Syrup Muse Radio on your, on the dial, in addition to the Tuesday night play. So expect us to give you a call. And also, I guess we'll have to update this interview and tell people where they can also listen within the week. So,
yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about what your show, what if people are going to tune into your show, what they should expect?
I mean, the first thing obviously you'll expect to hear is a lot of extremely loud music. I play a lot of metal, obviously, of all different stripes, and then I just sort of play other things that I feel like playing. I think this week has a song from the 60s, like a folk singer from the 60s, and then it's got a song from the new Dying Fetus album, and then it's got a new Olivia Rodrigo song. So like I'm all over the place sometimes, just because I think people get stuck in like siloed genres sometimes.
Yeah.
But so that's like on the music side what you can expect. And then I'm structuring it as where every other episode is an interview episode, so it's a little more talk heavy. I will have an interview with so far I've interviewed another label from down in the States and a band on the label. It'll kind of continue that way, and then the other episodes are mixtapes, so it's mostly music. I talk very little and I just get as much music out as I possibly can. And that's kind of the back and forth. So this one tonight is a mixtape episode, and then next week will be an interview that I had to reschedule, so hopefully it's the one that I'm thinking of, but we'll see.
Sweet. Do you have a preference of which one do you like to do better? Do you like the mixtape versus the interview, or do you like sitting down with somebody and having a chat?
I mean, I like them both for different reasons. You know, one of the early shows I did was pretty much an interview show, and I had opportunities to talk to a lot of bands and artists and comedians, and I had a lot of fun doing that, and so I do enjoy just having a conversation. I never write interview questions. I just sort of start and see how it goes. And so that I do enjoy, but I also, it is also significantly more work than the mixtape shows.
Yeah.
And so to have the balance really helps me not to run myself thin, right? That I think is the thing that makes the show work.
Okay. And you're doing this primarily from Hazleton. You haven't come into the studio yet to do a show, but you've got plans of maybe doing that sometime?
I would love to. I just at this point can't commit to the drive every week, but I'm definitely hoping to come in and do a few, maybe a few of the mixtape shows or something like that, and kind of see how it goes. I would love to try and host the sessions that you guys do in the cart,
lounge car sessions, like,
to bring a band into the I think that would be a lot of fun.
Are you a musician yourself?
Just see what's out there.
Are you a musician?
No.
Okay.
But I would love to try and bring a band in for that.
Sure.
But I have this year, actually, since starting the label, I have been making music for the first time in my entire life. And it's been something that I didn't expect to do. I have a little
banjo
keyboard, basically.
Oh, keyboard.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been making a lot of banjo music. No, I have just a keyboard, and I've been playing around with a lot of loops and samples, and it's kind of electronic-y. I've released a little bit of music. It's another just bizarre thing that I never would have expected to have done at any other point.
Huh. Cool. I like that. Maybe you eventually we'll see you on the lounge car sessions.
Maybe. Yeah. A lot of the music that I've been making, I make up kind of on the spot and record it and it's done. So I don't think I could recreate anything. So it would be all improvised, weird electronic music.
30 minutes of inspiration. That'd be great. We should try it sometime. See what happens when the microphone's on. Cool.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily opposed to it. Yeah.
But I like the other idea too. It sounds like we've got a bunch of things that we're going to be doing with you. So, and I'm excited that you've chosen to be part of the CSK team, and I hope to see you around the studio. I know that there's still 45 minutes distance between us, but I think certainly when the roads are good, we hope to see you come this way every once in a while, and we'll try to do the same by going that direction from time to time as well. I really appreciate your time. Really been great learning about your new show. That's Syrup Moose Record or Syrup Moose Radio. You can find it on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Check out on 93.9 or smithersradio.com. Thanks so much again, Brendan. It's been totally a pleasure chatting with you. And yeah, we'll look forward to more programming from you and perhaps a lounge car session or two, and maybe have you bring a band or so into the valley, and we'll give them a tour, maybe run them all the way from Prince George to Prince Rupert or something.
Cool. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be wicked.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks again. Have a great night.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And thanks again to Brendan for sitting down with me to talk about his most recent show, Moose Syrup Radio. Now to wrap things up for this episode of State of Address, I'd like to bring your attention to a gentleman by the name of Dennis Ellsworth. This is a gentleman who might be extremely well known in the East, specifically Prince Edward Island, by racking up over a dozen Prince Edward Island Music Awards. He is very well known in the East, but maybe not so much in the West. Perhaps that's going to change with his most recent album. To be released here in the next few weeks, we should be looking for an album called Modern Hope. Modern Hope brings Dennis Ellsworth to Canada in general. I think you're going to really like it. I brought this track called Leave a Mark for you. I hope it leaves a mark with you. Thanks so much for listening to State of Address. Until next time, I'm your host, Glenn, and stay listening to CICK and all the good work that we do for you in the community.